safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, August 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. The summer sale is in full power, extra power overdrive right now. Mike Lindell is building a new state-of-the-art warehouse out in Minnesota. He hopes to have the certificate of occupancy by the middle of September. All the inventory that's in the old rented leased warehouse has got to go. 50%, 60%, 70%, up to 80% off some items with free shipping if you spend more than $100. Text me MP for my pillow. I will send you the phone number. If you don't do computers, you have an 800 number operator standing by with the Trucker Randy promo code already in the screen. When you call the number, you get the discount. Personally, I highly recommend the new MyPillow 2.0. You need two of those, one for you, one for your wife. You need sheets. You got to get the Giza Dream Sheets. Get two sets of those. Get two sets of towels. Get some slippers. Fall is coming. Winter will be here soon. You need the slippers. Shop away. Online, MyPillow.com, or talk to the operator. She'll ask you questions to get you the proper fill for the pillow based on your size. If you have big shoulders like I do, I have to go with the truck driver fill on my pillow. You get these pillows, the sheets, the towels, the slippers. You see how much it is retail. Then you give them the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space. You'll see how much you save, plus free shipping. We clean out the old warehouse. He gets his certificate of occupancy for the new warehouse. They move the production from shipping it to the old warehouse to the new warehouse. Absolutely smooth as can be. And we eliminate the labor of moving inventory. If we don't sell out, if we don't buy out all this inventory in the old warehouse, folks, they're going to have to spend hours and hours and hours packing it up in the semis, moving it across the street, and then having the high-low drivers unload it and put it into the new racks of the new warehouse. He does not want to do that. The old warehouse is not state-of-the-art. It doesn't have clean air technologies that he's putting in a new warehouse. He doesn't want to transfer that dust or dirt or whatever it is on the packaging, which they wipe down and clean off before they ship it to you. They want it clean and dust-free in the new warehouse. So we have got to do this. Text me MP for my pillow. I'll send you the information. Summer sale will be going on for roughly about another month. So if you don't have the money right now, no problem. Gollum, go online, look at what you're looking at for retail. Put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space. Hit apply. See how much money you need to raise. First of the month is coming. We'll be able to do this before Labor Day, and you'll be able to get the savings. One of the things you have to understand, this is a process that he's going through because his lease expired with a very liberal, progressive individual. I believe it was a 10-year lease. 10 years ago, he wasn't politically involved like he is today. And that landlord refuses to renew his lease. So now he's got to spend millions of dollars building a new warehouse. Let's help him out.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second segment, hour number three. Got another story lined up from Lansing. Kind of interesting how they're trying to do this. If the courts rule against the RNC, well, guess what? They may have another way of doing it because of the process in the Bureau of Elections. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson issuing a statement that she is going to have an executive order in place to protect polling locations, the integrity of the vote, and the possibility of dealing with close elections. In an official statement, in, I believe, somewhat of a response to this letter the RNC sent to her on August 7th, Jocelyn Benson said on Friday, this was after the show, of course, that the process of secure elections in Michigan will be enhanced, utilizing any and all authorities she has within her office. End quote, said Jocelyn Benson. What does that mean? Executive orders. Exactly what she did during the China virus's 2020 election. Remember March of 2020? I know it seems like eons ago we were ordered to stay in our homes for 2 weeks. Self-quarantine. Stay in your house for 2 weeks until we get a handle on this to understand what we're dealing with. Then we went into the August primary of 2020. We then went into the November 2020 election. We had to wear masks. We had to stay 6 feet apart. When we were trained to be poll challengers, we were told that we could not get within 6 feet of the poll books to see what the poll workers were doing. I personally experienced it down at the TCF Center. You're not wearing a mask. You have to wear a mask. Fine, put on a mask. You can't be within 6 feet. Well, I can't see the screen. Well, it doesn't matter. Those are the rules that the Secretary of State implemented for election night. Well, they don't have COVID to use this year, folks. The China virus is officially over. So now they're coming up with these other tactics. She's going to do it by executive orders. The question is going to be, are the local clerks who actually run the elections, are they going to follow them? Well, they may not have a choice. According to her executive orders, this will be the way the election will be run as stated by the Secretary of State. Anybody who doesn't follow the rules, well, they won't be allowed to operate the way they think they can without using her rules. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson went on to say in her closing remarks, Michiganders have taken advantage of early voting, absentee voting, and in-person voting. The ballots will be counted and tabulated, and this will be once again the most secure election in our history. Right. Same exact language she used in 2020 and 2022. How many of you believe that? Are we looking forward to a repeat of 2020 presidential election? We shall see. But one thing I do know the RNC with Laura Trump on the RNC with a new chair, they are actively going after election integrity. This letter they sent on August 7th put her on constructive notice. So we'll see. We will see basically what happens. And here's the other final little tidbit for this. As they weigh in on their lawsuit that potentially could come, there's another part of this that ties into the legislative action itself. According to the Department of State about the RNC letter, Angela Benander, the department's director of communications media relations, issued a written statement talking about the proposed rulemaking. Any comments about the substance of the rules can be submitted as part of a standard rulemaking process. Concerns or opinions about proposed rules and changes will be addressed through that process. Will not take place through external correspondence. Well, again, one of the major opposition is State Senator Jim Runstad, been a very vocal opponent against the legislation. He told MERS News Service on Friday he's not surprised that the Department of State seems to be doubling down on these proposed rule changes. They are proving that they want these laws implemented now. All of these, by the way, rewrites our laws, which we've had on the books for almost 70 years. They want them implemented in this election cycle. There are provisions here that they feel are going to benefit them, and they want them now. And they're willing to go to fight to the death to make sure it happens. I believe we're going to have to file a lawsuit, said Senator Jim Runstad. Now, one thing you have to understand, and this is very important, this has to do with recounts. Why are they talking about recounts? Why are they talking about changing the rules when it comes to recounts? Because they're not sure of the turnout. That's the bottom line. They're not sure exactly how big the turnout's going to be on November 5th. Because they're not sure of the turnout, they don't know how to program the algorithms in the machines. They don't know how many ghost votes will they have to put into the system for people who are dead or no longer live in our counties. They don't know how many of these ghost ballots they're going to have to fill out and drop into drop boxes. So as a result, without knowing the probable turnout of get out the vote, like Donald Trump says, too big to rig, they're not sure how they're going to calculate that into the system. They're expecting a close election, is what this is boiling down to. They expect that it will be probably within the margins of error and may be able to be recounted. Donald Trump, if he doesn't win Michigan, I can guarantee you he's going to file for a recount. Will it cost a lot of money? You bet. Why? Because Michigan, folks, is basically going to be the key to the White House. They've looked at Georgia. They've looked at Pennsylvania. They've looked at Ohio. They've looked at Arizona, Minnesota. They've looked at all these states. Michigan is too close to call. every single day a new poll comes out flipping back and forth whether it's going to be Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. They're not really sure. So as a result, they are going to have to figure out a way to control the recount process. And again, she's putting out these statements. She fully intends, Jocelyn Benson does, to basically change the rules and do it her way. This is absolutely amazing. Less than 90 days away from the election, and she's going to change the rules. One of the things that we're looking at is a court hearing on these rules changes will only occur if the lawsuit is filed. And speaking with Patrick Kobach last night, there'll be a hearing on Friday. We'll see how that goes. A public hearing. We'll see how that goes. He'll be on the show next week to give us a field report. But that hearing is taking place on Friday. We'll see who shows up and who gets to testify. The only thing I can say, folks, is this. If they're that afraid of a recount, they know the election's going to be close. They don't know how to rig it. The process going forward is very simple. We need to get out the vote. I know, every 4 years you hear us say, oh, this is the most important election in our history. This is the most important election for our country. Forget history. This is about our country right now. Do we continue down this progressive socialist big tax and spend government with the inflation, the high interest rates? Some people are actually predicting absolutely a housing crash. How's that going to happen? We don't have enough houses up here right now that people can afford to live in. Some people are leaving the state because they can't find a house to live in. Well, a moratorium that's currently in place regarding landlords for not being able to charge people their rent because of COVID, those moratoriums are expiring. What will happen then? Well, they'll be able to go to court and evict the squatters, the people who are living there without paying rent. When they do that, a ton of houses will be empty. A lot of these investors are going to be forced to sell. They owe back taxes. They're getting ready to lose some of these rental properties to tax sale. So they'll put them on the market. They won't look for tenants. They need the money to pay their back taxes. As a result, a ton of these properties are going to go up for sale. And guess what? Supply and demand. You flood the market with a ton of houses for sale, it drives the prices down. Some landlords are going to be forced to take any offer that comes on the table. Why? They got to pay their back taxes. And when that happens, they accept a low price, that becomes a comparable sale for appraisers to use. That will start the trickle-down effect of dropping prices. When one seller does it, another will be forced to do it. And when they do that, the whole thing crashes. This very well could happen within the next 90 days before the election. We shall see. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan.